Good morning. There was, long ago, in a place far away, it is told of a man who was found, who God himself called righteous. And he had great possessions, many servants, and he was numbered among the greatest men of his time. He was one who was benevolent to his neighbor. He was one who was looking out for his family. Even so far looking out for his family that just in case one of them sinned against God, he was offering up sacrifice for them as well. And then came a day when all of these things were taken away from him. His family, except for his wife, were all killed. All his possessions were carried away. And he even had great sores break out over all his body, so that he was sitting in misery in ashes, seeking some sort of relief. And he has no idea why all this has happened. All he sees, knows, is I haven't done anything that deserves what I'm going through now. He was a man who lived in such a way that he emulated the life that we read of in Proverbs, where if you follow God's wisdom, you will be blessed. And if you don't follow, if you go against God's wisdom, bad things are coming. But he, like us, live in an Ecclesiastes world where the preacher talks about seeing his experiences and identifies the glitch where good things happen to evil people and bad things happen to good people. So we have this man named Job who was seeking to live according to the Proverbs life, but living in an Ecclesiastes world. And from his viewpoint, as stated, there was no reason for all this to have fallen upon. And throughout all these things, he had three friends come to him. And for a time, they just did what they could do. They sat there with him in his misery and did the best they could by being silent for a little time. But that didn't last very long. They started saying things, well, according to, again, from their viewpoint, trying to live a Proverbs life, well, if you haven't done anything wrong, if you have not sinned, all this would not have come upon you. Job maintained his innocence after a time, at the end, he does get angry. He's mostly angry with his friends. But he also gets angry in some measure toward God. And that's when, but even through all that, Job's thoughts are looking toward salvation. And in chapter 19, we can read a portion of that where he says, "Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that an iron pen and lead. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand on the earth." He still maintained his faith. And even at the end, again, God reaffirms Job's righteousness in all this. Job, again, didn't know any of what, why this happened. And as we look through it, we're given a glimpse, but we're not really told. We don't really know. And living in this Ecclesiastes world that we live in, we continue, those of us who meet together from week to week as Christians, we come together knowing, having faith that our Redeemer lives. That the last he will stand upon the earth. And we consider the Christ, this Jesus, our Redeemer, who had all things. He was the Word of God. And the Word came and dwelt among us for a while. He knew why he was here. He knew all these troubles that were coming upon him. He, like Job, was living according to Proverbs, life. He came into an Ecclesiastes world so that he was put to death. A death of torture and pain. To redeem us. To redeem all who would call upon his name and submit their wills to him. And we gather here this day in memory of that Christ, taking this bread, representing his body that was ripped open for us, taking this juice, remembering that blood that was given and sacrificed for us, that we may be.